I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. Sean here, your host, and today I am running solo. My wonderful, beautiful wife won't be joining me today because this episode is focused on the fathers. So, you know, I did one of these, I don't know, a couple months ago. You know, I thought it went really well, and, you know, I had some more ideas of some of the things I wanted to just talk about. Specifically geared towards the fathers, or even, you know, ladies, you know, if you listen to the, you know, the podcast and your husbands don't listen, you can pass on this episode because it's geared towards them. So, you know, to start off, you know, one thing, you know, as a father, when you have a child that's first diagnosed and stuff, it's hard because you, pretty much all men don't really know what autism's all about. I know a lot of women don't either, but some women have an idea. Men are clueless. You know, we don't know what we don't know. So you're not even sure what you should know and what where to find it. So, you know, I think, you know, one of the biggest things is just, you know, trying to plug into shows like ours, other shows. You know, Autism Live is another thing we have recommended a lot to our listeners. Fathering Autism on YouTube is a great show. Definitely get more of a father's perspective on that show, which is kind of unique, you know, compared to some of the other stuff that's out there. So, you know, don't worry about that, though, guys. You know, just try to plug in, learn what you can when you can. You know, if you're working on your way to work, plug into some podcasts, you know, listen, learn, you know, so you can try to, you know, absorb as much information as you can. Because like I said, we don't know what we don't know. You know, second thing I wanted to talk about was something I think I struggled with a lot. And that was that, like, don't let a specific vision of what your future, you thought your future and, you know, being a parent and having kids would be like, don't let that vision, because it's kind of like you're questioning what the future holds, don't let those expectations, you know, affect you mentally and emotionally. You know, I almost felt like I was grieving over the life I thought I was gonna have versus the life I was having or going to have, and not knowing exactly where the road was going to take us was, you know, even more of a challenge, really. So, you know, that uncertainty for a lot of people is really hard, and it's something that was really hard on me for a long time. Like, you know, I had these visions of, you know, doing all the things that fathers and sons do, and, you know, even just like a week ago, I was out fishing at a local fishing pier and stuff, and, you know, up walked this guy with his son. His son was probably like 3 or 4 years old, and he was fishing with him, and, you know, I couldn't do that with Grayson, so, not right now at least. So, you know, it was kind of hard. You know, I just thought about, you know, I hope this guy knows how lucky he is. You know, that he can have those experiences with his kid. But the other thing I've realized about all that is, you know, I've been able to create my own unique relationship with him. And nothing's going to change that. Even though it wasn't what I was expecting it to be, it's more than I could have ever expected it to be. So, yeah. Pretty awesome. you know, make sure, like, you're also, you have your own support system out there. You know, I know we talk about relying on our spouses as a support system and stuff like that, but, you know, don't forget your spouse is probably going to be doing, you know, a lot of work themselves, being involved in a lot of therapy, things like that. You know, so try to find somebody outside of, you know, your spouse, to kind of lean on. It'd be great to even try to go out and, you know, find someone, you know, get involved in some of the things your kids are doing, and see if you can find another father out there with a child with autism, so that, you know, maybe you guys can get your time out together, and then, you know, you guys can relate to each other a lot, because I know, you know, when I spend time with some of my friends and stuff like that, like, they can't relate to some of the stuff I'm going through, because they don't understand it at all. So, you know, having somebody like that just to talk to is going to make a world of difference, you know. My next tip I want to recommend, you know, just don't stop learning. You know, successful people talk about it all the time. You know, some of these uber successful people, you know, multimillionaire, billionaire folks are always continually learning. It's a common practice for them. You know, this is no different. You know, there's always new information out there. You know, we've learned so much just since we started this podcast. You know, and things are constantly changing, so you want to keep up to date with that so you can, you know, I know we all want to do the best for our kids, so that's one way we're going to be able to do that. You know, this, another thing, this requires a lot of hard decisions. And nobody's going to understand the experiences you're going through, you know, unless they're in your shoes. So, you know, one thing I want to encourage you guys is not to worry about other people's opinions of everything. You know, somebody's like, oh, you know, one of your family members come over, we're going to have a party, you're going to have a picnic, blah, 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 blah. You know, if something's going on with that kiddo and you can't get there because it's not, you know, right for them, they're having a bad day, you need to be there for them. Like, if your family's upset about it, it is what it is. Like, you know, obviously, talk to them, you know, try to explain, you know, some of the things you're going through. But I want to tell you right now, don't, like, just expect them to understand and relate to it and be okay with it. So you kind of have to, you know, you definitely can't be in people-pleasing mode, so to speak. So keep that in mind. You know, another thing, I can't preach this enough, get involved in services that your kid's getting. You know, whatever that is, however you make that happen, you know, you need to find a way somehow to do that, you know. I would squeeze into therapy when Grayson was a really young, into early intervention and stuff like that, and ABA sometimes when I was working from home, the days I was working from home, I'd take a lunch break, what have you, and, you know, I'd get involved, and then I'd just go eat lunch while I was working. So, you know, this way, you know, a couple times a week, I can get in, like, an hour, see what's going on, man, just be a part of that, learn, grow, so I know how to help him in the future, you know, when we're together. So, and that's something that, you know, I've gotten more and more involved in therapy since, you know, I've kind of changed my career trajectory a little bit, and we started all this stuff, this whole journey with our businesses and stuff. So, but even when in the beginning, I was still trying to get involved as much as I could. You know, another thing I think is important, and now I didn't realize this right away, you know, and I had to learn the hard way a little bit, was, you know, just be a sounding board, a supportive listener for your wife, because, you know, if, especially if they're the ones that are mainly the ones home, which, you know, I'm assuming in many of these situations that your wife is probably doing a lot of the therapy, you know, not that you ladies aren't, you know, out there working, I know some of you are, but I know many situations, you know, the moms may have to stop working because they need to help the kid get services and, you know, things like that. So, you know, just be a soundboard for them. Sometimes, you know, they're going a mile a minute. They're dealing with all these stressful things with your, you know, your kids. And, you know, they need to talk about that and vent about that. And, you know, just like I said before, like, their friends may not be able to relate to them. Just like I said, some of your friends may not be able to relate to you. So, you know, I was recommending you go out and meet somebody that has an autistic child and spend some time with them so you can kind of talk and relate to each other. Well, you know, your wife may not have that person either. You know, so you need to be that person for them. You know, and it's going to go a long way to help both of you, you know, in your relationship as people, as parents. You know, it's going to really bring you guys closer and help you guys overcome those challenges a lot better. You know, and that leads me right into, you know, another huge point. I see so many couples get divorced, separated, what have you, when they have autistic children. So, excuse me. I think it's extremely important that you spend time focusing on your marriage, no matter all the other things you have going on, you know, with your other kids, if you have them, you know, with your autistic child, your work, your family, you know, anything outside of that, you know, hobbies, friends, all different stuff. Make sure you dedicate time to your marriage so that the stress, the fact that you guys are getting overwhelmed, there's so much on your plate, so many things going on, getting pulled in 20 different directions, you know, preemptively make sure that that does not affect your marriage negatively. Get ahead of it. You know, in some ways, I think, you know, the challenges we've gone through with Grayson and everything have brought me and Alexandria a lot closer together. You know, and I think it's just, you know, we have a whole new layer to our relationship now. You know, it's really been a blessing in terms of that. And, you know, we didn't always spend enough time together in the beginning when Grayson was younger. And, you know, again, I learned the hard way. I don't want you guys to have to go through that. There are some tough times where, you know, the relationship wasn't fantastic. And, you know, we were getting pulled in a million different directions. And we had to just, you know, start to re-engage. You know, and obviously, like I said, you're going to be much happier and much more successful in all of these areas if you just try to stay ahead of the game and continue to work on spending quality time together and, you know, maintaining, building, you know, your relationship. You know, and another thing I want to say is, you know, I have done a lot of work on personal development over the past couple of years. I've been doing tons and tons of reading, listening to a lot of stuff. And, you know, one thing I see that's very common out there that I've heard many, many times is, you know, you are the people who you are around. Those are the people you're going to, you know, those people that you're around are going to bring out a certain particular side of you. You know, so if you're around them, you know, bad people, obviously, they're going to bring out a bad side of you. But more specifically, like, you know, you want to make sure you're spending your time around the people that are going to have the most positive impact on your relationship, your family, you know, your wife, your children. You know, so if you have, you know, relationships out there with friends, I'm not saying don't cut off your friends, but, you know, we were just talking about how difficult and thin our time is stretched, how we're getting pulled in 20 different directions. Well, you know, make sure, like, you're doing the most important things first, spending time engaging with the most important people first. You know, like I said earlier, try to get some, you know, find another couple that has an autistic child, you know, build a relationship and friendship with them. You know, your kids can play together. That will be great for the kids, great for their social skills development, you guys can relate to each other in a way that you probably can't with most of your other friends. And like I said, it's not that those other friends, there's anything wrong with those other friends. I'm not saying to cut them off or anything like that, but you know, you need to have that, you know, other relationship at another level that can just relate to you in a different way. And, you know, in fact, I think it's good also to make sure you don't stop hanging out and spending time with those other friends that aren't like that, because it can kind of give you a break and pull you away from, you know, the crazy roller coaster ride that is our lives. When we have kids with autism. So, you know, and lastly, I'm going to keep this last point real simple. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. You know, we've had some really tough times in so many different ways. I mean, whether it be our marriage, you know, with Grayson when he was having some really, really severe, you know, behavioral challenges, you know, whether that be me being diagnosed with being bipolar, whether it be, you know, financially with our, you know, with work and our careers, like we've had down points in every one of those areas in the past 5 years since Grayson was born, you know, but all I know is I'm never going to give up. We have a bad time. You know, I take that day. It's a bad day. I let my emotions do their thing. And the next day, you know what I mean? Just wake up, start. It's a new day, new start. What are we going to do? How are we going to tackle this problem? You know, and just we work as a team and, you know, we figured that out. You know, figured out those problems. How do we get past them? You know, this at this point now, like, I look at things when things go wrong. It doesn't, like, affect me the same anymore because we've been able to get past so many things throughout this journey. You know, throughout mine and Alex's lives together, really. I mean, 13 years that we've been together just about now, a couple months. It'll be 13 years. You know, and gosh, I mean, I can't tell you all the things we've been through. So, you know, and we're still here. We're still alive. And, you know, we have different challenges right now than we had back then. But we've gotten through them all. And, you know, none of them have killed us. So, you know, I encourage you guys, just keep plugging in. You know, never give up. So many things we can work on. So many areas we can improve to become, you know, the best version of ourselves. The best spouse, father, you know, friend, son, mother, whatever, that we can be. So, you know, I encourage you guys to do that. So, you know, I hope this was a good episode. You know, I wanted to get some information out there on some of the things that I noticed, some tips, you know, for the men out there, for the fathers out there that I think would really be helpful to them. So, that's what I wanted to get out today. Later this week, so this episode is going to be airing on Monday, August 2nd. Later this week, on the 5th, we are doing our live 50th episode celebration, so don't miss that. It's going to be a blast, super excited, going to just kind of have some fun, go through some of the episodes we've done in the past, talk about some of our favorite things we've done. You know, just have some fun hanging out. We'll be on Facebook Live and IG as well doing that. So, yeah, another live episode coming at you. So, hope you got a lot out of this, and we will see you on the next episode. For Autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey,